on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
10:30, Sky Sports Radio, big day of Going Greyhounds too, with some wonderful guests. Dave Carlton joins us. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Sean. Yeah, Kel Greeno is going to join us shortly in relation to the Group 1 Adelaide Cup, which is going to be run this coming Friday night. As well as that, I'll be heading to Dubbo over the phone line to speak to Shane Stiff, Shane and Charmaine Roberts. They had a great night out during the heats of the Sydney Cup at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. I'll be going to Queensland to speak to Darren Russell. His race bitch, Snug, qualified for the final this Thursday night of the Gold Coast Cup at Albion Park. And Brad Adams is going to join us with an update of the Richmond Puppy Auction, which is coming up on November 26th. So it's not too far away. So we've got a very, very busy show. I'll tell you about a new track record that was set at Ipswich over the 600 on Saturday night, a very impressive win. And just a few changes to Grafton for nomination times, just some changes. So we'll get stuck into that. But in the meantime, we're going to speak to Kel Greeno. And Kel, well, he needs no introduction. He's been a top trainer for, I reckon, probably more than 40 years now. He obviously started when he was very, very young. And Kel's exciting young chaser, Zara's Entity, won her heat of the Group 1 Adelaide Cup last Thursday night in 29 and 83. Well, Kel is on the line. Kel, good morning from Box 8. She copped some crowding at the first turn, but her class really shone through it, getting into second place, entering the back and showing enormous strength. Her run home, the benchmark for the heats, a super impressive 12-43.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, look, she wasn't really suited off the pink. She's still learning how to race, and she probably caused her own problems by crashing across the field. But it was good. Look, it was a good effort by the time when she did get clear that she still won the race. And as I said, she's still in the learning curve. So we just got to see her progress forward, I think. And this is a big step up to Group 1 company. But, you know, she's got a fair share of ability. But, you know, we'll just see how she goes.
Well, Zara's Entity, she's come on quickly, Kel. Only a couple of months ago, she was contesting sixth and seventh grade races before scoring a brilliant win in the Group 3 Cranbourne Classic. That was out of Box 4 in 29 and 90. Is that when you knew she could have been the real deal?
Look, Dave, she sort of stepped up fairly early days at Sandown, and when she put in a 29-2 run there, I thought, well, you know, this bitch goes pretty good. So at that point, we knew we had something, you know, but when you have a fast dog, you always want them to be brilliant early. And she's not brilliant early. She's handy early, and she runs home really good. So I'm assuming that she'll run a little bit further ground as she gets a bit older.
She's owned by Mick and Maureen Barry, Kel. She's by McGambo from the Barry's Very Good Damn Girl Aloud, who's produced the likes of Evie's Entity and Alex's Entity. But the Cranbourne win was their first group success, I do believe, and that's quite unbelievable with some of the greyhounds they've had.
Yeah, look, they're lovely people, and they've sold a lot of their stock off early days, not thinking that they were going to be good enough. Some of them turned into nice dogs, so early days they were good people to deal with as far as buyers go, and they watched their progeny go around winning races for other people. But when we had this girl, I haven't dealt with Mick for that long, but when we had her, I said, look, mate, you just can't sell a bitch like this because she's potentially a group winner. So he said, well, I've never won a group race, so let's hope we can do it.
Well, Friday night, the Group 1 Adelaide Cup at Angle Park. I'm really looking forward to being trackside there for Sky Racing. $75,000 to the winner. The draw is number one, High Eden Frost for local trainer Jan Jones. Two, Aston DB, Shona Thompson. Three, Strike a Light, Brett Bravo. Four, Raw Ability, Anthony Azzopardi. Five, Can Lee Kenny, Pete Jovanovic. Six, Worm Burner for Shona Thompson. You in seven with Zara's Entity, Kel, bewildering Shona Thompson. So three, she's qualified, bewildering out of the eight box. The first reserve, High Eden Snow for Jan Jones, and the second reserve, Zipping Inglis for Maddie Lanigan. Box seven, Kel, between Worm Burner in six, bewildering in eight. Your thoughts?
Yeah, look, Dave, it's not an ideal draw for her. With the boxes at Angle Park, they seem to be situated probably 4 metres further out than our tracks in Victoria. So she didn't really know what to do last week. It's so far to get across to the rail instead of that extra 4 metres makes a massive difference. I would be thinking that Strike Alight will probably be leading off three with Raw Ability right beside it in box four, who runs centre track. I'd be thinking those two dogs would be leading, and then I guess it'll be who gets the run through behind those dogs that'll look the danger, because Strike Alight was, while impressive early in a heat, probably didn't run it out that strongly. Raw Ability ran nice, but they'd both be vulnerable for the fast finishing dogs like Worm Burner, Bewildering, and Zara's Entity, and even Aston DB. So I guess it's who's going to get the luck, and the run behind those dogs, to me, will probably be a real chance in the race.
How's she been in the 3 nights since the heats, Kel? I know you're back in Victoria. Has she been okay?
Yeah, look, everything's good, Dave. She's first time I went over there when I trialled, she just didn't settle one bit. Just every time I got up, she thought she was there. She's never been further than, say, an hour's drive to race. So all of a sudden you're driving 9 hours and going to trial. It really did. She didn't really know what was going on. But then in the heat, she actually settled really good when I was driving across and learned how to do it. And I think that's what happens with those greyhounds. They learn as they go. And, you know, hopefully she'll continue on down that path, because you want to be chasing group races when you can. And I just hope that she can measure up. And, you know, when she gets a decent draw, she'll obviously be harder to beat. But it's all a good learning curve for these dogs. And always found that when they come back home, they seem to be a little bit better.
Kel, you've been training for over 40 years professionally. And I believe Adelaide's a special place for you. Is it right you trained your first group winner there?
I did, Dave. Going back 100 years ago, but I did.
Was it Welcome Stranger?
Welcome Stranger was my fan. I don't know who's done the research, but yeah, that was probably about, I don't know, nearly 30 years ago, I guess. But yeah, it was a special day for me, because, you know, we'd never had a group winner, and I still clearly remember that day. But it was a bit different. But I did also remember, Dave, that the Adelaide crowd weren't too keen on the Victorians, and I do remember getting booed on the stage because Victoria won the final.
Well, that may be the same after Richmond knocked the Crows off in the AFL.
Oh, look, they're a team of booers, I think, but it's a little bit different. It was a bit hard to take, but I suppose you get used to it. You see them at the footy and they just boo all the way.
Angle Park has been a happy hunting ground for you, Kel. Weekend binge in last year's South Australian Derby. Another feature winner you've prepared there.
Yeah, look, I haven't been across that many times, Dave. I remember, funnily enough, I think I trained my first Group 1 winner there too, winning an Adelaide Cup probably early 2000s. Hotline Hero, and I remember, you know, that was a special day too. So, yeah, look, my journeys to Adelaide have been good, but as it says, it's never been... I never really go unless I think I've got some sort of chance, because it's a long way to get beat, Dave.
Yeah. Now, Kel, you've always had, for want of a better word, a boutique kennel. You like to limit the numbers that you train.
Absolutely. Look, I don't want big numbers. It just doesn't suit. It doesn't suit me to know that if I had some of the dogs' numbers of those other guys, I just don't know how they do it, because I couldn't possibly work that many dogs and have every dog right, because I think I think dogs respond to time and effort. I'm not saying that they don't deserve it. You know, I think they deserve it probably more than we do, because they work. They'd have to be working very, very hard to work, say, 40 to 120 dogs, depending on who you're talking about. But that's just a massive effort by those people concerned. So yeah, look, it suits me to have a nice little small kennel, Dave, and we've got a number of family members that help every day. So we just sort of enjoy it more than tax ourselves to the limit.
Well, Kel, I look forward to seeing you in Adelaide on Friday night for the Cup. All the best with Zara's Entity out of the seven, and thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Thank you.
Great bloke. Kel Greeno there, and what a night it is going to be. You'll see all of the action on Sky Racing 1. Well, the Stayers stepped out on Saturday night just gone at Wentworth Park in the heats of the Group 3 Sydney Cup, with Robbie Britton's champ, Fanta Bale, winning her heat from box 7 in 42 and 46, with Scott keeping for Charmaine Roberts second, ahead of Midnight Treat and Good Odds Bricky. In the other heat, another Charmaine Roberts chaser and little brother to Scott keeping, Packy keeping, led all the way in 42 and 50, defeating Big Daddy B, Obi Kenobi, and Vicky keeping. Well, Charmaine Roberts' partner, leading breeder, rarer, and boss of the Dubbo Club, Shane Stiff, is on the line. Shane, congratulations on the performances. Packy Keeping was very smart, notching his ninth win from 23 starts, and he just keeps improving.
Yeah, good morning to you, Dave, and listeners. Yeah, mate, myself and Charmaine are wrapped in Packy and Scott and the whole Beckenbauer litter. They just keep improving. They found their niche when they've got over the distance. You know, 400s, 500s and 600s, even the 650s are too short for them. They just want 720, 730 metres, and they've got to find a little bit of room, and they're going great for us.
Yeah, both dogs are by Beck and Bale from Vicky Keeping, and while Packy Keeping took on the middle distance quite early in his career, Scott Keeping was stepped up three runs back, and I thought his runners-up check to Fanta Bale was terrific, 42 and 55, and he clocked 42 and 51 at his first 700 there.
Yeah, Dave, he was racing without much luck in Perth, and our trainer over there, Terry Earnshaw, does a great job with our dogs there, but they're only races at Mandurah and Kennington, and Kennington just wasn't suiting the back markers. He wants leaders at Kennington, doesn't want dogs coming back, so we brought him home, and he's just going great. We give him a 600 at Dubbo, and Charmaine tipped him a good thing, and I think she had a big go in him. He won, and we just, without the graded 700s kind of fun, we just, because we're taking Packy for him to the Wolves, and he just keeps improving. He is the dark knight in the race, you know, as he keeps improving, and that, as I said, we don't think we've got any hope of beating Fiona Bale. She is an absolute champion, and it's great to be in a race next to her, and to be sit there close to Robbie and watch him with her. And I've seen some great stayers. I can go back to National Last, National League, Turbo Top, Miata. We've all seen them. And then Exire Allen, the recent one of Four Wheelers. But she's just as good as any of them ones I've just said, if not better. You know, she is a freak.
Well, you've got to be in it to win it. Let's get back to Packy. Packy Keeping. You took him to Melbourne recently for the Top Cat Video Cup. And road trips like that can be valuable, Shane.
Yeah, well, we were very, very lucky. A good mate of mine, Marty, was taking Simon Keeping down and dropping dogs off and picking all his zippings up. So he wanted to go, and we had Canamble on with the rest of our team. So Marty took them down and back and down and back, and he was wrapped in how they travelled and what they done and their recovery rate and all of that. So when you got a mate like Marty helping you out, I don't think you can go much wrong, and it has. It's just improved them again to the next step, let's hope.
You might be referring to Marty Hallinan, are you?
Marty
Allen, for sure. Yeah, of course, Marty, around the Orange area. And, well, recent things have shown in the past 12 months just exactly how strong the greyhound industry is around Orange, Shane.
Yeah, well, around Orange and Dubbo, as I said, we live in a great part of the country here at Dubbo. The problem is we have a bad state member that tried to shut greyhound racing down, and we don't want to go through that, but I've just had the new mayor of Dubbo on the phone to me congratulating our efforts, but you never get a call from our local member anymore. He's not on my fan club.
Oh, indeed. Well, we could talk about that for a while, Shane. Now, your dogs in the Sydney Cup on Saturday night, you've drawn the bookends. You've got Packy Keeping in one and Scott Keeping in eight. Only a shortish run to the first turn over the 700 at Wendy. What are your thoughts on the dogs' draws?
Mate, you'd half think I'd done the box draw myself. Like, other than Exire Allen in four or five, the hard part is she's going to spear out and she could pull off a 42-second run. You just don't know. And she does that. She's unbeatable. But if Packy can get up her backside and Scott gets a clear run, you all seen the videotapes of his run last week. The phone's been off the hook. Different people want him, or is he for sale and this and that. And at the moment, they're not going anywhere. Me and Charmaine are having fun with them. But just a nice clean run race, and we'd be happy to run a place behind her. But if we can get a nice clear run and they find another length or two, who knows what might happen.
And there's a little sister too, Vicky Keeping, out of the three box, that one trained by Dean Swain. Now, Shane, you've got a great breeding operation at your Dubbo base. I believe Split Image, who's recently retired, is there.
Yeah, Dave, we just swapped Split Image over with your girl, Motel Girl.
Yep.
And I was just saying to Charmaine, I said, Split Image, you ask Tony Brett, I'm not joking, there's not a better sort. She's an Elle Macpherson type of bitch, and then she's next to your bitch, who's an ugly duckling compared to sister to her. But she's just finished her season. They decided to let her have one before they breed with her, and we keep checking yours, and Terry and George have got about two or three different ones here waiting to come on. And as I said, they've got more constraints than me, Terry and George. If I had Split Image, she'd have been on her way to Barsha straight away.
Okay, yeah, well, Barsha Bo got a straw waiting for Motel Girl, and when she eventually comes on season, those pups are going to be pretty nice. There's good bloodlines there, if I do give myself a plug.
Oh, yeah, no, on paper, they look like anything, and as I said, we all know what Motel Girl could do on the clock. It's just she was one of the ones that didn't do it in races.
Yeah, well, sometimes with bitches who become brood bitches, if they're a little bit like that during the races, they can become quite successful.
Yeah, the mother of the Kim Keeping, she was a little bit the same. She did win a couple of 700s at Wenny, which was good, but what she ran on the clock never equated to what she ran in races. She used to run near records, Dubbo 400, 500 and 600, but never in races. And the Beckham Bale litter is real good. She lives with a mate of ours, Davey Power, on the Central Coast, and he's been watching her every day because we're tossing up between Barsha Bale or Kilknock Bray for her when she comes on.
Good stuff. Well, Shane, it's great to talk to you as always. All the best with Packy Keeping out of the one and Scott Keeping out of the eight in the Group 3 Sydney Cup on Saturday night to you and Charmaine. And thanks so much for your time this morning on Going Greyhounds.
No worries. All the best to you, Dave. Take it easy.
Thank you, Shane. Shane Stiff there. All right, well, we're going to head to Queensland, and before I introduce our next guest, I was a bit alarmed and pretty angry, actually, at an ABC story that went to air in the past week, which was predictably critical of the greyhound industry, and the report used as, well, the crux of its argument, old news from 2015. Look, I need to remind them that nobody's been convicted of live baiting there since 2015. And also remind them that the 55-odd buried dog skeletons they continue to refer to in Bundaberg were mostly domestic canines. In fact, more than 50 of them. And quoting a vet referring to greyhounds in the GAP program as showing, quote, extreme fear and anxiousness and blaming trainers for it, unquote, is nothing more than, in my opinion, sensationalism. Now, greyhounds are naturally timid. And when you take them out of their usual surroundings, they can show signs of nervousness and shyness. But they do make wonderful, wonderful pets. And let's hope some more of them can get through that GAP program nice and smoothly. All right, we're going to head back to the racetrack now, and three heats of the Gold Coast Cup were decided at Albion Park on Thursday night. Cosmic Bonus won Heat 1 in 29 and 73 from 30 Talks, while A Lot of Amy clocked the same time, defeating Young Guns winner Joyce Rumble. And in the other heat, Snug led all the way in 29 and 93, beating Opal Nearer by 3/4 of a length. Snug's trainer Darren Russell is on the line. Darren, she really nailed the start, breaking 30 for the second time at the Creek, and is starting to hit her straps in good company.
Yeah, she is, Dave. She's a faultless beginner normally, so I'm very happy.
She. I remember early in her career, she won the lead up to the final in the Vince Curry Memorial at Ipswich, and she didn't have a lot of luck in the final on that occasion. But she has mixed it with some good dogs. She went round in the recent Casino Cup series, and she didn't ping in the final, but she still ran well after a very good win in the heats.
Yeah, well, that was a bit unfortunate in the final, mate. We had that big storm to come through, and you couldn't even hear the lure come up the boxes, so yeah. I'm blaming that for that, yeah.
Now, how's she been since Thursday night's heat? Has she been okay? Have you had her off the collar and loop?
She had a final gallop up this morning, flew up the straight track. I'll run my hands over it this afternoon, make sure she's okay for Thursday.
Well, gee, you've had some good dogs over the years. Trippum was one of my faves, and I reckon you got a pretty good chance. Now, the box draw for the Gold Coast Cup, A Lot of Amy 1, Cosmic Bonus 2, Gunnedoo Rev 3, Joyce Rumble 4, Not Like Tommy 5, Snug in 6, 30 Talk 7, Opal Nearer in 8, the reserves rather dapper and slick. Now, box 6, it's not always the best box, but I did check a record, and she's gone well in the green before, Darren.
Yeah, she has, Dave. There's only a couple of genuine dogs with speed in the race, I think. Four and myself. And maybe going to do Rev. Like, the others were very hit and miss at the start. So, yeah, hopefully she can get straight outside Joyce Rumble and head her off at the first corner.
Well, during the heats, you had Opal Nera on a tail, but she was really bowling along well out the back. Were you confident right throughout the race?
Once she led, mate, I thought she'd win for sure. I didn't think Opal Nera would run her down. I think she's got improvement to come this week.
And what have you got following the Gold Coast Cup? What have you got on the agenda for her?
Probably Lismore next Tuesday, or Tuesday week, and if all going well, might come down to Melbourne for a prelude.
Fantastic. Well, that's great news with Melbourne and the Melbourne Cup on the horizon. So, well, you're an achiever, Darren. You've got a fantastic strike rate, and I really wish you all the best with Snug. I thought that she'd be a massive chance in the Casino Cup, and as you said, that storm was it had most of the runners quite stirred up. So I thought that she ran extremely well, but. All the best, and I'll see you probably in December up there, if not before. But all the best this Thursday night in the Gold Coast Cup, Darren, and thank you for joining us.
Righto, thanks for that, Dave.
There is Darren Russell. And speaking of Queensland, there was a new track record set at Ipswich on Saturday. I was speaking to Bunny Brash, and he was raving about it. And my goodness, what a win by Champagne Sally for Ray Berman over the 600. 36.68 was the time, eclipsing Hugini's previous record of 36.90. The splits 11.04, which I'm pretty sure is a record, 13.48 and 12.16, and the winning margin was 15.75 length. So Champagne Sally setting a brand new record for the 600 at Ipswich on Saturday night. Now, I was going to mention to you about some news out of Grafton. Well, nominations for TAB meetings at Grafton on Mondays are now going to close at 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. Nominations for non-TAB meetings at Grafton on Saturdays are now going to close at 9:15 on Thursday mornings. And in announcing that change to those times, GRNSW have also said that the six-dog trials that was due to take place at Lismore have now been transferred to Grafton for the full remainder of the trials. And as a result, all non-TAB meetings at Grafton will now be restricted to six-dog field. So GRNSW, you can check out more information on that. Well, joining us now is Brad Adam, the boss of the Richmond Greyhound Racing Club. Brad, good morning. The 2017 puppy auction is now only a bit over a month away on Sunday, November 26. Nominations have closed.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Dave. Yes, nominations have closed for this year's puppy auction. We're very pleased to announce that we've got 95 pups that will go under the hammer, which is an outstanding number considering what the industry has been through. And the club is very proud and happy to say that, look, the auction will be on this year, and 95 strong contenders to go before the people that want to get a pup and get into the Richmond Riches race series, which will, of course, be run following 2 years after that.
Well, I've got some friends. There's five of them. They said they'll put in between $500 and $1,500 and form a syndicate, and they're really excited about it. And as always, Brad, you'll have some really standout litters.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Dave. The strength, I think, will be there. Well, it is there. Of course, our job now is to put all of these lots in an order, catalogue, within 2 weeks, that will be out for the public to get their hands on and then start to go through all the breeding and pick out the lots that they would like to be or to get their hands on. You know, would it be another 30 Talks? Would it be another Mr. Twister? So, look, I definitely believe that the breeding is there for people like yourself, Dave. You probably need a little bit more than your $500, I would say, with 95 pups going through. I'm sure they're going to be hotly contended.
Indeed. And all greyhounds, Brad, nommed, they're eligible for the 2019 Richmond Riches. $50,000 in prize money to the winner.
It's a $50,000 pool with $40,000 to the winner at this stage. What the club did was to make sure that we were able to reach our commitments. There will be another announcement on the prize money made within 14 days of the puppy auction. Should the puppy auction exceed or fail the club's expectations, but there will be another announcement on that prize money. So $50,000 pool, which is $40,000 to the winner at this stage. Given that, Dave, there is only 95 pups going through the auction, the club had to make sure that a financial model was put in place just to ensure that we could meet all the expectations that the club is saying to our public.
Absolutely. And, Brad, if we head out there on the day, what can we expect out at Richmond on Sunday, November 26?
Yeah, look, Dave, it's going to be a great three and a half hours. So we aim to get it underway by, say, let's say 9:30 in the morning. Obviously, we'll have great breakfast for everybody. I would imagine, Dave, we're going to have a captured audience for that three and a half hours. It'll be nice, fast-paced. The 95 dogs going through under the hammer. There'll be plenty of action for the kids out the back while mum and dad comes in, has a coffee, has a bacon egg roll, and hopefully buys themselves the next 30 talks or Mr. Twister.
You betcha. And, Brad, look, every time I go out to Richmond, when I get there, you're on a quad bike, then you're into the office, and then you're greeting guests. I mean, is there anything you don't do at Richmond?
There's a lot I don't do, Dave. A lot of good staff out here that helped me get through. And it's a big team effort. And to put on something like the auction and also just run through day-to-day business of running our club. Keep in mind, this week we pick up an extra race meeting, so we're racing Wednesday, Friday and Saturday for the next 2 weeks, obviously with the gardens shutting down. So, look, it's a big team effort out here, Dave. Lots of everybody manning a pump, so to speak. But without their help, we wouldn't be able to put this all on.
You're being very modest too, Brad, because I know you're a machine out there. But look, I look forward to seeing you at the auction. And, richmondpuppyauction.com.au is the website. And we look forward to having you on Going Greyhounds again and again between now and the auction. Brad, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks for your support, Dave. Cheers.
Cheers. Brad Adam there, the boss of the Richmond Greyhound Club. And the auctions I've been to there, they've been absolutely fantastic. Keen buyers. And Brad's really got the place absolutely humming. And congratulations to him. I can tell you the Richmond Club is in very, very good hands. Well, that is it for another Going Greyhounds. Enjoy the week ahead. Really looking forward to the feature races coming up. The Gold Coast Cup amongst them on Thursday night, the final at Albion Park. Luke Gatehouse and the team will have the place really ready. And it's always a great night out at the creek. Then Friday night, the Group 1 Adelaide Cup at Angle Park. Great racing at Mandra too coming up. And on Saturday night, the final of the Sydney Cup for the Stayers at Wentworth Park. Well, that just about does me, Shawnee Cosgrove. I'll catch you on the catching pen. James Vandermaat, and James and I will be on Sky Racing 2 on the pen immediately after In the Gig tomorrow evening, 6:30.
Good on your day. We'll see you then, and we'll talk to you next week.
You betcha, Cozzy.
Dave Carlson there, Going Greyhound.